And now this is a dictation for Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. February 3, 36, addresses a letter, Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L. Dear Dr. Ball, follow-up for Mrs. Bishop, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, prior anti-inflammatory aging exposure, last visit in August, no hospital admission, she's feeling well, has gained few pounds, 3 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, although she's having some vaginal yeast, not too physically active, denies any syncope or falling episode, denies any chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no edema ulcers. She has chronic back pain, left-sided sciatic. She wears a brace. Prior history of a stroke. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril, metoprolol, as blood pressure. I do not see anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 122.75, weight 130. She sounds alert, oriented sign 3, normal speech, full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. February, creatinine 1.5, she has fluctuated between 1.2 and 1.6, present GFR 33, stage 3B, elevated potassium 5.7, and normal sodium acid base, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, very mild anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, fluctuating over time, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. No evidence of pre-renal state in terms of vomiting, diarrhea. She is on no diuretics. Next number, hyperkalemia. We discuss about diet. She apparently was eating bananas and prune juice. That is going to be a stop. Next number, hypertension. Well controlled, tolerating lisinopril. Next number, diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. Nothing to suggest nephrotic syndrome. Next number, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure that has been discontinued. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction with moderate urinary retention. That's another factor that we are going to watch. If persistent creatinine changes, we will update ultrasound to make sure that it's not progressing. All issues were answered in detail, discussed and answered in detail, end of dictation.